Taken from edition D, or you can call it chapter 15, verse 4 to 19.
今天的章文取自以斯帖记, 第15章第4至19节.
Turn your Bible also to Esther chapter 5.
请也将, 圣经转到第, 以斯帖记第5章第1节.
Because we'll be referring to that as well, so you can. If your Bible, turn to Esther chapter 5. On the third day, when she ended her prayer, she took off the garments in which she had worshipped and arrayed herself in splendid attire. Then, majestically adorned, after invoking the aid of the all-seeing God and Savior, she took two maids with her. On one, she leaned gently for support, while the other followed, carrying her train. She was radiant with perfect beauty, and she looked happy as if beloved, but her heart was frozen with fear. When she had gone through all the doors, she stood before the king. He was seated on his royal throne, clothed in full array of his majesty and covered with gold and precious stones. He was most terrifying. Lifting his face, flushed with splendor, he looked at her in fierce anger. And the queen faltered and turned pale and fainted, collapsed at the head of the maid who went in with her. Then God changed the spirit of the king to gentleness. And in alarm, he sprang from his throne and took her in his arms until she came to herself. He comforted her with soothing words and said to her, "What is it, Esther? I'm your husband. Take courage. You shall not die, for our law applies only to our subjects. Come near." Then he raised the golden scepter and touched her neck with it. He embraced her and said, "Speak to me." She said to him, "I saw you, my lord, like an angel of God, and my heart was taken with fear of your glory. For you're wonderful, my lord, and my countenance is full of grace." And as she was speaking, she fainted and fell. Then the king was agitated, and all his servants tried to comfort her. Now, Pei Song shared a joke with us in the worship study group. Unfortunately, nobody laughed because we couldn't understand it the first time.
不幸的是,
it was a joke to test intelligence.
这是个考智慧的笑话。
So if you laugh if you're smart enough to understand it.
那如果你能了解呢, 你就会笑。
Unfortunately, all of us in the worship study group failed the test.
那可悲的是, 我们都不及格。
I would like to share the joke with you guys.
我想与大家分享这笑话。
But you might ask,
但你可能会问,
what if I don't laugh?
如果我不笑呢?
Pastor, I don't want others to know that I'm as stupid as you.
牧师, 我不想让别人知道我和你一样笨。
Oh, don't worry.
不必担心。
Just pretend to get it and laugh at the end of the punchline.
你只要装懂到了重点的时候笑就行了。
Pastor, how do I know that's the punchline, you know, just in case?
可是牧师，我要怎么知道哪里是重点呢？
Good point.
问得好。No,
so before I say the punchline, I will give a dramatic pause.
那我在说重点时呢，我会戏剧性的。
Then you can laugh when I say the punchline.
然后我说的时候，你就能笑了。
Now listen carefully.
听清楚。To
understand the meaning of today's Greek edition.
如果要了解今天希腊文版, 就额外章文的意思,
you have to compare it with the original Hebrew text.
就必须与希伯来文版做比较。Now
the original Hebrew text is found in chapter 5, verse 1 to 2 in your Bible.
那希伯来文版的, 章文呢, 取自于以斯帖记第5章第1至2节。
So the two verses is, on the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall.
第三日,以斯帖穿上朝服,进王宫的内院,对殿站立。
The king was seated on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance.
王在殿里坐在宝座上,对着殿门。
When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the golden scepter that was in his hand.
王见王后,以斯帖站在院内,就施恩于他。 向他伸出手中的金杖,
so Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter.
以斯帖便向前摸杖头。
Now, if you recall the danger of Esther approaching the king without a summon, that was the huge crisis in Esther chapter 4.
那在第以斯帖记第四章里呢，我们读到以斯帖未蒙召擅入内院见王，是个巨大的危险。
And there was an intense debate with Mordecai, and in the end, Esther resolved to proceed despite being out of favor with the king already.
那经过与莫迪改的一番激烈争论后呢，以斯帖就即使以失宠也决意进行。
She said, "If I perish, I perished."
她说死就死吧。
If I die, I die.
亡就亡吧。
And it was supposed to be a life and death moment.
那这应当是个生死关头。
And yet, in the Hebrew text, we see in the two verses, it is, you know, surprisingly very anticlimactic.
那但在希伯来文版中呢，却出乎料的虎头蛇尾。
And the moment is over in two verses.
那一刻在简短的两节就结束了。
Esther went into the hall, and the king extended to her the golden scepter. That was it.
以斯帖进入内院，王向他伸出手中的金杖。
If it wasn't for the discussion in Esther chapter 4, you would not have thought that this was supposed to be a very critical moment.
那若不是第四章中那个讨论呢，你不会猜想这是个紧要关头。
You would have thought that this is what happened to for everyone who approaches the king.
那你会以为每个进内院见王的人呢，都会受如此的对待。
It is a huge letdown from what is supposed to be all the suspense built up from chapter 4.
那在第四章所建立起的悬疑之后，这令人大失所望。
That's it?
就如此吗？
The king extended his scepter, held out his scepter.
王伸出手中的金杖。
Oh, good.
太好了。
Cause if he didn't, that would have been bad.
因为如果他不这样做呢，就糟了。
But he did.
但他做了。
That's it. Oh, yeah, that's good.
所以就是好事。
Yeah, that seems to be that way, huh?
对，就是这样。
It's kind of hard to make a big deal out of, you know, two rather bland verses.
那从这两节平淡无奇的经文中呢，很难感受到什么。
But we see that the Esther edition totally dramatized the moment.
但希腊文版的这个额外章文却把这一刻完全的戏剧化。
And this is how the climax of a story should be.
那故事的高潮就应当如此。
We are told how Esther went in fully prepared.
我们读到以斯帖如何做好准备。
She prayed to God.
她向神祷告。
Then she looked radiant and royal.
那她脸上换戴着美丽的光彩。
And she took along two maidservants, you know, as a formation to support her.
那有两个宫女陪伴着。
Most importantly, we also know of her inner world.
但重要的是，我们也知道她的内心。
She must look happy even though she is fully afraid.
她即使害怕呢，却要显得精神愉快。
This is going to look like, you know, a regular visit.
就要看是个普通的会见。
It is a life and death moment, but she must appear totally unaware of it.
这是个生死关头，但她要显得毫不知情。
The breaking of the law must look unintentional.
这违例，必须看似并非蓄意。
And as she entered, however, the king was fierce.
但当她进入正殿时，王怒视着她。
He was his usual erratic self.
他如往常反复无常。
He was the one who deposed the former queen Vashti, who so dared to be disobedient.
他因前王后瓦斯提不顺从他而废除了他。
And he, in his full majesty, he glared at her in anger.
他脸上又红又亮，直盯盯地怒视着他。
And as Esther saw that, she knew all is lost.
那以斯帖就知道这下完了。
She fainted.
他晕倒。
But our anxieties.Were relieved when we saw the angry king, angry face turned into gentleness.
但当他的怒气化成了亲切的关怀时呢，我们的焦虑都解除了。
God has changed the heart of the king.
神改变了王的心。
Instead of Esther approaching to touch the scepter, here we have the king springing forward to comfort Esther.
不是以斯帖向前去触摸这个金杖，而是王从宝座上站起来去安慰他。
And in tender words, he said, "What is it, Esther? I'm your husband."
并以宽慰的话语对他说：“怎么了，以斯帖？我是你的丈夫。”
Take courage. You shall not die. For our law applies only to our subjects. Come near.
在这不必害怕，我们的法律只适用于普通人，你不会死的。到我跟前来吧。
And even though he said that our law applies only to our subjects, he still touched her neck with the scepter.
但他虽如此说，却有人举起金杖，触着他的脖子，对他说。
And said, "Speak to me."
告诉我吧，你要什么啊
I feel I may have failed to convey the emotional expressiveness here needed.
那我怕我没恰当的表达当中的感情。
I guess you have to just imagine your favorite Korean actor delivering these lines.
那你得去想象是你最喜爱的韩国男艺人在说着话。
You know, only the Koreans are capable of delivering this kind of dialogue without sounding cheesy.
因为只有韩国人说这样的话才不显得俗气。
And then Esther replied, I saw you, my Lord, like an angel of God, and my heart was shaken with fear of your glory.
那以斯帖就说，我主啊，当我看着你的时候，我还以为我在看一位上帝的天使呢，我被你的那令人悚然起敬的威严征服了。
And then very clever, she said, but for you are wonderful, my Lord, and your countenance full of grace.
很聪明的，他就说，你是这样的令人惊奇，你的脸盘上是这样的充满慈祥。
And as she was speaking, oh, she fainted again and fell.
可是她说着说着又晕倒了。
Now this double fainting, oh, this is melodramatic.
那这样晕倒两次呢，的确很戏剧性。
And we can now fully appreciate how traumatizing this experience must be for Esther.
现在我们能深切地了解这经历对以斯帖精神上的创伤。
You know, it's like an escape from death.
就像死里逃生。
At the same time, I think it's also revealing about how clever Esther is.
同时也让我们看到了以斯帖有多聪明。
She's playing the victim here to fully leverage on the king's concern for her.
他装成受害者以博取王的同情。
And therefore it is from such a dramatic moment that we can understand therefore the king's next statement to him in Esther chapter 5 verse 3.
那从这副戏剧性的一刻呢，我们就了解王在以斯帖第五章第三节的话。
And this is why the king then said to her, What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? For even up to half a kingdom, I will give it to you.
王就对他说，王后以斯帖啊，你要什么？你求什么，就是国的一半也必赐给你。
And only with such a moment, then we can fully understand why the king would make such a passionate statement of love.
那我们现在才能完全明白为何王会说这么激情的爱的宣言。
It arises out of all the sentiments that has unfolded from the drama.
那它出自于这戏剧性的事件。
Was I supposed to be speaking a joke?
我答应过说笑话，对吗？
No? Was I supposed to be speaking a joke?
我答应说笑话是吗？
No response. Forget it. Was I supposed to be speaking a joke? Surely you don't think that I'm bluffing, right? Okay, now this is the Pei Song's joke. Now there was a community project working with young people in Northern Ireland.
那在北爱尔兰有个社区计划。
There was the young Catholics and the young Protestants. You know, they are trying to get them to understand one another because there was a great divide between them.
那为的是要让这年轻的天主教徒和更正教徒彼此更加了解。
Part of this involves all these young people visiting one another's churches.
那当中有让他们参观彼此的教堂。
So the Protestants first visited the Catholics.
于是更正教徒先参观了这个天主教徒的教堂。
And all the young Protestants, they were very impressed with the rich decorations and the beautiful stained glass and artwork in the Catholic Church.
那所有的年轻的更正教徒呢，都对这华丽的摆设以及精致的工艺品赞叹不已。
Then the young Catholics visited the Protestant church.
接着轮到年轻的天主教徒到了更正教教堂。
And as they stepped inside, one of the little boys looked terrified.
那当他们踏入教堂时呢，其中一个小男孩就一脸的恐惧。
He asked.
他问。
When were you robbed?
你们几时被抢劫了？
I think only some of you are smarter than me.
好，只有几个人比我聪明。
My only consolation is that I can at least tell a joke better than 裴松。
我唯一的安慰就是我比裴松会说笑话。
Now, what is the basis of asking this question? When were you robbed?
那这小孩为什么会问你们几时被抢劫这个问题呢？
This is because church decor represents the theology of a church.
那就是因为教堂的这个装饰象征着教会的神学。
Some of the traditional Catholic churches were built glorious and splendid because they want people to experience a glimpse of heaven within.
那有些传统的天主教教堂呢，建得辉煌壮观，是为了让人们感受到如同天堂般一样。
Traditional Protestants, however, preferred everything to be bare except for just the pulpit and the communion table.
那传统的更正教教堂，就比较喜欢一切从简，只有讲台 讲道坛还有这个圣餐桌。
It is because we want no distractions from focusing on the word and the sacrament.
那就是因为我们不要让别的事物分散了对圣经和圣礼的注意。
However, both the word and the sacrament, these are revelations of God's grace.
但这圣经和圣礼呢，都是神的恩惠的启示。
So in that sense, we are not very different from the Catholics.
那在这一点上呢，我们和这天主教并没有很大的分别。
A Protestant church might look like a Catholic church that has been robbed of all the decorations.
那根正教教堂看似一个被抢夺一切装饰品的天主教教堂。
But I believe the final message from both is similar.
但最终的信息是一样的。
And the message is that the church is a place with the presence of God.
那就是教堂是神所在之地。
It's a place revealing God.
是让我们看见神的地方。
Now, in the same way, the Greek and the Hebrew versions represent two ways to present the narrative.
同样的，希伯来文版和希腊文版呢，是以两种方式来叙述这个故事。
The Greek prefers to dramatize the moment.
那希腊人比较喜欢将这一刻戏剧化。
It gives full body to the climax, and even includes God's direct intervention.
他将高潮这个完全的带出，甚至包括了神的介入。
The Hebrew version, however, prefers to lay it bare.
那希伯来文版却只提供这个最低限度的事实。
There is no drama in the two verses that you read from your Bible.
在这两节中毫无戏剧性。
But however, does it mean that the mission was not dangerous?
但这就表示任务不危险吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
Does it mean that God is not involved in the two verses even when he was not mentioned?
就表示神没有介入吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
There is no salvation without God.
没有神就没有得救。
So the final message, whether it's from the Greek or the Hebrew, they remain the same because we know from both versions that Esther survived this approaching the king without a summon.
那最终的讯息是一样的，因为我们从两个版本都知道，以斯帖虽不蒙召，擅入内院见王，但却没事。
So which is better?
但哪个版本比较好呢？
The Greek or the Hebrew?
希腊文版，或者是
希腊波兰。
Okay. 希伯来文版。
I think it's a matter of personal taste.
我觉得是个人的喜好。
Personally, I prefer the Hong Kong or the Japanese drama.
我个人比较喜欢港剧和日剧。
They are fast-paced and focused on moving the plot.
因为节奏快，注意力放在剧情的发展上。
I can also understand some other people they prefer the Taiwanese or the Korean drama.
但有些人较喜欢台剧和韩剧。
Everything is done in exquisite detail.
一切以细腻的细节为主。
And one crisis, you know, it can last for 10 episodes.
那一个危机能拖上十集。
As long as the message remains the same, we get the ultimate message. I believe whatever touches your heart, well, that's the one for you.
那我想只要讯息一致呢，哪个陈述比较能打动你的心，就是较好的版本。
However, you might ask me, how can we accept this version, you know, or a passage that is not canonical?
但你或许会问，我们怎么能接受非正典的章文呢？
And this is the topic about scriptures that I wish to address today.
那这是我今天解说经文的题目。
And today's topic, I want to talk about what is divine inspiration.
我今天要说的是，什么是受神启示的？
We believe that our scriptures is divinely inspired.
我们相信我们的经文都是受神启示的。
What is divine inspiration?
但什么是神的启示？
Paul describes this as the breath of God, in 2 Timothy.
保罗在提摩太后书中形容他为神所默示的。
No, breath of God, 神的气。
神的气。
Yeah, not very nice. 神的呼吸。神的气。Okay, 神的呼吸。All right. Now this means that the scripture, they are alive with the creative presence of God.
那这意识着神存在于经文中。
Not every work that is creatively produced is divinely inspired.
不是所有作品都受神启示的。
So the Bible is not just, you know, religious literature or just spiritual wisdom. It is not.
因此圣经不只是宗教的文学或属灵的智慧。
We need to be divinely inspired, and for something to be divinely inspired, God is alive in the text.
那神存在于受神启示的原文。
And this is what it means that it has the breath of God.
就是这意思说神的呼吸。
On the other hand, just because it's the breath of God, it does not mean, therefore, that the scripture is the dictation of God. It is not dictation.
那另一方面呢，有神的呼吸，并不一定就是只是神的口述。
Reading from the Bible, it is fully evident that the Bible is the word of God, but at the same time, it is also the words of human authors.
那在读圣经的时候呢，就会发现圣经不只是神的话语，也是作者的话。
The Bible is not direct divine speech.
圣经不是神直接的言语。
And it is communicated through humanity.
它是通过人所传达的。
The Bible is a human witness that bears the marks of historical and cultural settings, historical and cultural conditioning.
那圣经是经过历史文化调节的人性的见证。
So how do we know that the Bible is divinely inspired?
那我们如何知道圣经是受神启示的呢？
This is based on the interpretive community during the time, during the process of canonization.
那这是因为正典化过程中附这个解释能力的社群。
Simply put, it was the people of God that agreed that these books spell out what they believe to be the content of what is God.
那是神的子民呢同意这些经书代表着他们对神的认识。
Today we affirm that the Bible is divinely inspired because that is the witness of our religious forefathers.
那今天我们肯定圣经是受神启示的，是因为它是我们宗教先辈的见证。
The content of this book, they authenticate themselves.
经书的内容呢，就证明了它的真实性。
It was because the people of God, they see the revelations as truth. These revelations as truth, and that is why they canonize it. This is why they is canonized.
那他们会被正典化呢，是因为神的子民视这些揭露为真实。
So we can see the early Jews, they testify of the Old Testament, that the Old Testament revealed the relationship between God and Israel.
那早期的犹太人呢，声明OT 揭露了神与以色列的关系。
And the early church testified that the New Testament reveals the truth about Jesus Christ.
那早期的教会呢，就声明这新约揭露了耶稣基督的事实。
And this is why the Bible, the canonized scripture, it has authority.
那因此这圣经呢它受到正典化的经文富有权威。
This is because the people of God has given them authority.
因为神的子民给了他们权威。
They are the official standard of orthodox declarations about God.
他们是有关神的正统宣言的正式标准。
Now we can understand because of this, canonization is therefore bound to be a very cautious and very conservative process.
那因此正典化难免是个谨慎保守的过程。
We would rather leave out something that we are unsure of than to include something that may turn out to be wrong.
那我们宁可将不能肯定的事排除在外，也不愿将错误的事包括在内。
The books that are canonized are only the books that are so precious that they cannot be excluded.
那受正典化的书是那些珍贵且不能被除外的书。
It doesn't mean that the others are bad, but only these books can have authority.
那这并不表示其他就是不好的，但只有这些有权威。
Now we're going to look at a Venn diagram.
我们来看一下 Venn 图。
Now I'm going to illustrate four kinds of literature.
我在上面画了四种文学。
Circle A represents text with authority.
那圈子 A 代表有权威的原文。
Circle B represents divinely inspired works.
圈子 B 代表受神启示的原文。
Now some texts can have authority whether they are divinely inspired or not.
那有些原文无论是受是否受神的启示都富有权威。
So these are what we call the laws of a country, church constitution, or if you are in a monastic order, the rule of the monastic order.
那他们可以是国家的律法或教会的宪法或僧侣界的条例。
People have to abide with them because they govern what is accepted behavior within a society.
那人们因为他们管理这个他们是被社会所接受的行为而遵守他们。
The one that has authority and divinely inspired, that is the canon. It has authority because it's universally recognized by the people of God as divinely inspired.
那正典有权威，是因为它被神的子民公认为是受神启示的。
Finally, we have all the texts that is not given, you know, authority.
那最后，有没被赋予权威的原文。
We can't be sure. So, you know, some may be divinely inspired, some are not.
有些是受神启示的，而有些没有。
However, if a text contradicts the canon, then we know for sure that it is not divinely inspired.
但如果有一篇原文呢与正典相互抵触，我们就能肯定它非受神启示的。
Because it goes against all the collective witness of the people of God about what is divinely inspired revelation.
因为它抵触了神的子民证实受神启示的揭露。
However, if it does not contradict the canon,
但如果它没有与正典互相抵触
，then I think it's within a safe boundary for us for the individual to decide if a text is divinely inspired for you.
那我想我们能安全的去让个人去决定一篇原文是否受神启示。
Some may find the words of John Calvin to be divinely inspired, you know, Institute of Christian Religion.
那有些人可能认为 John Calvin 的话受神启示。
Others may prefer St. Augustine, like Confessions.
那其他人可能会比较喜欢 St. Augustine.
A text does not need to have official authority to be helpful to you.
那一篇原文呢，不需要有正式的权威才算有用。
However, we need what is officially authorized, divinely inspired text for us to inform us that there are some texts that has to be avoided for sure.
但这有正式的权威的这些原文，能帮我们确认应该避开哪一些原文。
So, this is the Venn diagram. I hope it's helpful for all of us. Next.Now, I received a feedback for this sermon series on Esther.
那我收到对这以斯帖记讲道系列的建议。
Someone said we do not have sufficient time in the world, you know, to understand all there is within the canonical text.
那有些人说我们连了解正典的时间都不足够。
Why do you spend time on non-canonical text?
那你为何还要花时间在非正典的额外章文上呢？
I hope today that you understand that when we are studying these non-canonical editions, precisely because we want to understand the canonical text even better.
那我希望今天你了解到，我们解读这些非正典的章文，是为了更了解正典的原文。
These editions that is included in the LX text, they do not contradict the canon.And the writers, you know, they add it in because they feel that they add value to the original story.
那作者将这些额外的章文收入在 LXX 里呢，是因为他们为原本的故事增值。
And they are like, you know, in a way, they are like the chili sauce or the curry of added to a dish.
那他们就像辣椒酱或者咖喱酱。
Some do not like it spicy.
有些人不喜欢吃辣。
That's fine.
那没关系。
I want to affirm that what is already within the canon, that is already sufficient revelation for us.
那我要声明呢，在正典中的这些揭露对我们已足够。
But some like it hot.
但有些人喜欢吃辣。
The additions may enrich the original flavor of a text and make it much more enjoyable, and you may learn something more from it.
那这些额外的章文呢，就丰富了这个原文，使它更有趣。
As long as it doesn't contradict the original message, you may decide for yourself if it's divine inspiration for you.
那只要它与原本的讯息没有抵触呢，你就能决定它对你来说是否是受神的启示。
This is a rare chance to do a very in-depth understanding of the story of Esther, and I want you to have that choice.
那这是对这个以斯帖记做深入探讨的难得的机会，因此我要你有这个选择。
Whatever it is, we should understand that the extension.Of the king's scepter to Esther, this does not happen by chance.
那我们要了解的是，王把这个金杖伸出，并不是偶然的。
It is divine providence.
这是神的介入。
And the Greek edition is like a hot spice that can fire up the imagination for you to picture the critical moment for yourself.
那这个希腊文版的这个额外章文就如热辣的香料，那燃起了我们的想象力，去想象那关键的时刻。
You can hear the words.
你听到自语。
You can see the presence of God in action.
你看到神的存在。
And maybe the drama is what you need to appreciate this moment of life and death.
那或许你需要有这样戏剧性的事件呢，才让你领会到那生死的一刻。
I cannot rob you of this choice.
我不能掠夺你这选择。
Perhaps it might be divinely inspired.
或许这是受神的启示。
Perhaps it is divine providence.
或许这是神的介入。
And it's a providence as a valuable addition that is preserved just for you.
这是一篇为你而保存的宝贵额外章文。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。